Grace and Peace. This episode is titled Piece by Piece, Surprising and Amazing Holiday Celebrations, May 2024. This month we are recognizing health, in particular our mental health. May is Mental Health Month, which is dedicated to raising awareness about mental health issues and promoting mental wellness. In brief, good mental health involves feeling positive about yourself and others and functioning well in your daily life. I am going to share a few signs that you or someone you know may be experiencing mental instability. You could be feeling a sadness for about 2 weeks or more. You can't concentrate. You're always fearing or worrying that something may happen. You withdraw from your family and friends. It's hard for you to cope with stress. You start using alcohol or drugs or sex. You are excessive in your hostility or anger. Your eating changes. You start thinking about suicide. You feel disconnected. Your sleeping pattern just out the window. You start having sleeping issues. You may start experiencing delusional thoughts. I grew up in a family on my mother's side that dealt with mental issues big time. So I will be interjecting and telling you how I have learned how to not be fearful because I see or saw close family members going through it, some things that I have done to ward that off. And so I'm going to first introduce myself because you don't even know who I am. And then we are going to pick up on the other side of my introduction. So, hi, and welcome to SUP, which stands for Seek, Understanding, and Peace. My name is Katie Girl, and I am happy you're here with me on this day today. We will see how others share, maintain, and celebrate their peace, and how we can help others. It is always nice to help others, which adds to our journey of peace. And in this case, it is all about our mental health. I will occasionally add my two cents in, so buckle your seatbelts, and here we go. This month is Mental Health Awareness Month, as I shared at the beginning. If your thinking is off, then your behavior is off, then pretty much everything is off. The world recognizes this, and that is why we need to see how they deal with mental illness. The first thing I want to talk about is anxiety. Anxiety is a feeling of worry, nervousness, or unease. Usually, you're feeling uneasy, maybe about an approaching event, or you're not quite sure on a certain outcome, whether it's real or imagined. No, this is not a good state to be in because you are never, ever settled in your mind. You're never settled in your thinking or your environment. You're just always thinking something is getting ready to happen. Something is getting ready to pop off. This National Anxiety Awareness Month is celebrated in the month of May. But did you know that the Greeks and the Romans suffered from anxiety so much that philosophers then suggested treatments for it, even back then? Anxiety is the most common mental disorder plaguing humans. This is because it triggers things every human has to experience in life. Family, your health, other people, jobs, your environment. So for some, it is fleeing thought. For others, it happens repeatedly, even for trivial reasons. Whichever it is, we all have been anxious about uncertain occurrences before. Anxiety Awareness Month is celebrated together with Mental Health Awareness Month, both fall in the month of May. Anxiety is such a big issue that a week of Mental Health Awareness Month is dedicated to just discussing, raising awareness about, and providing guidance on how to manage it best. Since 1949, Mental Health America, an organization concerned with mental health in the U.S., has been observing May as a Mental Health Month. And I think that the world globally recognizes the mental health in October, and it's like for a day. I don't know what day it is. I'll have to look it up and I'll put it on my blog. But I know that globally, the world raises awareness of mental health in a day in October. Here are some five interesting facts about anxiety. It can progress if not treated. It can turn into a disorder if not recognized. It is not completely curable. Cures for anxiety are never 100% effective because getting anxious is just a natural part of life. It's just how you deal with it. Before I start this podcast, or before I get on here to speak with y'all, I have a level of anxiousness. Now, when I first started, it was like at 100 because I don't really like talking. I know what you're all saying. You're not telling the truth, but I don't. And I really don't like talking about my personal stuff. And I don't like my voice. Okay, y'all hearing some stuff now. And so whenever I would begin a podcast section, I would have to push those feelings away. Why? Because this is bigger than my little hangups. I understood that. And I understood that God wanted me to share what He has put into me, what He just wants me to share. And I knew that I could not allow my anxiety, my anxiousness to rule over me. I knew that this was something that I had to do and had to get through it and over it. Now, is my anxiousness as much as it was before when I started a year ago? Nowhere near it. It really isn't. First of all, you guys have been beyond kind towards me. You've commented. It's just been a beautiful journey. But if I had allowed my anxiousness, my anxiety to get the best of me, to get the better of me, then we all would have missed out. And so sometimes you have to kind of push through it, ask God to lead and guide you on how that looks. But sometimes you're going to have to push through what your mind is telling you, because 9 times out of 10, it is imagined. It is not even a for real thing. So, okay, that's my little 2 cents. Let me go back to the interesting facts about anxiety. Another thing is it can return. Anxiety returns even when you have mastered overcoming it. And so the key would be to have some things in place so that when you get those triggers, you kind of know how to calm yourself down. You know what to do to bring you back to a state of level-headedness. Because remember, 9 times out of 10, when we are anxious about something, real or imagined, it is never as bad as we imagine it. That is the trick of the enemy. It never, ever is. And that 1%, if it is, it is something that can be worked out and worked through. It won't be the end of the world. It really isn't. Another interesting fact about anxiety is that some people use medication to help with their anxiety. It just kind of depends on what level it's at. And when they do, it induces a deep, undisturbed sleep. So it just depends on where you're at in your anxiety road. But prayerfully, the ultimate end is not to have to take any drugs in order to get a good night's rest, but just bask in God's peace as you go from your day-to-day activities, and then He can be God can be your drug for a good night's rest. But until you get to that point, you got to do what you have to do. Also, special diets help reduce anxiety. Yogurt, green tea, salmon, and dark chocolates have been known to reduce anxiety. Okay, we have National Anxiety Disorders, listen to this, Screening Day. Screening Day. So this is observed on the first Wednesday in May. And this time it took place on May the 1st, but you can do it today. Okay, you don't have to wait for a day. You can do it right now. But this day was first observed in 1993. Its importance was to raise awareness about the importance of people going for anxiety disorder screenings. So this was to encourage people to do something about their anxiety if they had it and hadn't mastered, you know, what to do with it yet. Anxiety screening is important for one to find out whether they have an anxiety disorder and then to learn how to treat or manage such conditions. There are several online test screens for anxiety, but their suggestion is that you go see a doctor for a more detailed examination. The doctor will perform a physical exam and then ask you about your symptoms. And then they will also recommend a blood test, which helps determine whether another condition may be causing your symptom. Because sometimes anxiety can be caused by an illness that you don't even know you have. And so, yes, they have online stuff, but going to a doctor, they can give you a thorough examination and rule out some things so that you can better treat your anxiety. So how can we observe National Anxiety Disorders Screening Day? There are many books with practical tips on positive ways of managing your anxiety. And I have some examples here that I will put on my blog with some books and workbooks. Okay. Number two, you can practice relaxation techniques. Those work wonders. Work wonders. In the beginning, when I was doing this podcast and I would be kind of anxious initially, one of the things I would do to kind of bring myself back down to a zero, I would look out of my window, because when I look out my window, there's a lot of trees, there's the sky, and y'all going, trees and skies, that's really good, Katie girl. But we live in a very foresty area, okay? And so there's a lot of nature around us, and it just, I don't know, puts me in a really happy place. Because then my mind starts thinking about God and all his goodness and what he has done and what he is doing. And he is just a bomb. And so it just woosah me. Okay. So I find relaxation techniques, my breathing, when I slow my breathing down and purposely breathe through my tum-tum and out through my mouth, works a lot better than when I do the shallow breathing that I do most of the time, which is, you know, my chest. I just do that kind of breathing. But when I really take it all the way in and really push it all the way out, it works wonders. And I take a few moments to do that, and I return to my mindfulness. It just is fantastic. Also, having a conversation about anxiety and wellness is a big, big plus, because when you start talking to people, you realize that I'm not by myself, or this is not a stupid thing, you know, because when you're just in your own head, then you are going to tell yourself some crazy stuff. But if you got someone else that's talking to you and you're realizing that what you are experiencing or going through, it is not abnormal, and that it can be helped and that it can be treated, It helps your road. It helps you to get on the road to a peace of mind, to not being anxious. So those are some of the things that you can do to observe being anxious. And I don't know, like, I'm using half this podcast to talk about anxiety, but I think it connects a lot with our peace. And that is all what I am about, is our peace. Because the deal is, guys, when you think about it, when your mind is on something that's making you upset and unhappy. It takes your mind off of everything else. That's why it is important that our minds stay on things that are godly, things that are going to put our mind in a good place, things that are going to give us peace, things that will lessen our anxiousness, our anxiety. You know, they even have different types of anxiety. And since we're on it, I might as well go ahead and share it. There's one called generalized anxiety, and that's where you have uncontrollable worry and nervousness. You get easily startled, trouble sleeping, you don't concentrate, you're very indecisive, you're irritable, headache, restlessness, sweating, nausea. Then they have another type of anxiety, and that's social anxiety. And it is a type of phobia disorder, and it's a fear of being observed by others. Its causes are usually genetic or your environment or your experiences. The symptoms are marked with fearfulness or anxiety, sweating, dryness of mouth, stammering, shakiness of hands and legs. And there's the panic disorder. It's an anxiety disorder characterized by recurrent unexpected panic attacks, followed by a month or more of worry about their reoccurrence, implications, or consequences, or by a change in behavior related to the panic attacks. You can understand how that would be a horrible thing to live up under, because that's just where your mind is geared. Your mind basically is going into survival mode. So that's why it's important to recognize when your mind is being attacked by any type of really mental illness, but specifically today I'm talking about anxiety. It is very important. It can start in children. Now, separation anxiety is a normal stage in a child or an infant or a toddler. You know, young children often experience a period of separation anxiety, but most children grow out of it by the age of 3-ish. In some children, separation anxiety is a sign of a more serious condition known as separation anxiety disorder. It could be something behind that. They may not want you to leave them alone because things are being done to them that are not right, that are not pleasant, that's scaring them, that's terrifying them. And so you have to be just aware of the people in your life. You have to be protective of your mind. I am going to end this here because I know you kind of get the picture of what I'm saying. Basically, it can happen to all of us, and it does happen to all of us in some degree. It is important that if we find that we can't manage our anxiety, that we get help. I will have books. I will have websites. You know, I think I will even put that online screen testing just so that you can get an idea on if you're experiencing any anxiety. But I would not make that my end. I would also definitely visit the doctor, because here's the thing. If you feel you're having to take the test, or if you feel you're having to read these books, then more than likely you are experiencing some form of anxiety on a level that you may not be comfortable with, or that you're not able to manage. You know, God wants us to have a healthy, peaceful, God-fearing existence. He needs us to focus on the task at hand, because he's given us all something to do while we're here on this earth. All of us. No one is exempt. For some, he may just want you to be good stewards and be good over your family, but you need a solid mind to even do that. For some, he may need you to champion a cause, or to be the president over something so that you can influence more people in a positive way. He may want you to write a book. He may need for you to do artwork or to do music in order to minister to people like me who love, I hardly mention it, but I do like music, you know, but we all play a part. All of us, we all do. So I'm going to leave you with 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. God says he did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind. A spirit of fear is a condition of dread and fright and terror, and that does not come from God. It can affect us in different ways and keep us from being useful in God's kingdom. And so the purpose of podcasts like this and blogs that I write and others write is to help us to overcome our issues and to realize that we need to trust and believe in God and His love for us completely. If you have any questions or you just want to share, I welcome your comments. Subscribe, like, so that you won't miss one video. You won't miss one podcast. You will not miss one blog. Subscribe. Click over to my blog and I will have the links to what I've talked about and some books, like I said before. Breathing techniques, those are the bomb. I told y'all, bomb diggity bomb. So with that, I will close. Grace and peace, and thank you so much for joining me on this day today. Okay, I know I said I was done, but I have one more thing to say. I am not saying that we will not have troubles. I am not saying that we won't have issues. What I am saying is, even through the issues and even through the troubles, that God will make a way for us to either escape it or deal with it better. Not allow it to take us all the way left and then, you know, we got to pick up everything we didn't destroy because we didn't tore up everything because we didn't went left on an issue. God has tools, can give us tools that are in place that even when your life is falling apart around you, you're not going to fall with it because you are confident and you know that God will deliver you out of that mess. So that is what I'm saying. I am not saying I wake up every morning and woohoo, I don't. But I wake up every morning and choose to say woohoo, regardless of what's happening, because I know who my source is. Okay, I am for real done now. I'll see you guys next time.